RxMuscle.com brings you Quantum Physiques, building strength and power for your mind, your body, and your spirit. Alternative medicine, muscle growth, mood enhancement, motivation, putting your mind at ease, harnessing your maximum potential. Quantum Physiques. Here's your host, Brian Cunningham.
Welcome to another episode of Quantum Physiques, where we strive to build strength and power for mind, body, and spirit. I'm your host, Brian Cunningham, and I wanted to cover a few different topics tonight, actually. My guest canceled on me last minute, so I ended up I'm going to have to kind of wing this show. A couple of things I want to mention. Number one, thanks to Dana for those past two shows. We got a lot of traffic on the threads, on those, the hardcore fat loss threads up there. A lot of good discussion. Dana has me doing some blood tests. I'm going to get a lipid profile. I'm also going to get an endocrine panel as well, because I want to kind of integrate all that into a show where Dana and I discuss bloods and help you, the listener, of course, have a better understanding of how to read, how to get your own blood tests done, number one, of course, but then also how to read and interpret the data so you can kind of know what you're doing, because a lot of us out there, myself included, don't actually have insurance. And, the more you can empower yourself and take responsibility for your health, the better off you're going to be. So with that said, of course, this is 2012, and as Jeff and I discussed at the end of last year, we're definitely feeling we're in for kind of a doozy of a year here, and it's already kicking off with a lot of stuff going on here. Apparently, what is this now? I'm looking at an article on MSNBC saying that a powerful solar eruption that is expected to blast a stream of charged particles past the Earth on Tuesday, which is coming up this week, actually. It's the strongest radiation storm since 2005, actually. NASA's Solar Dynamics Observatory caught an extreme ultraviolet flash from a huge eruption on the sun overnight. This is Sunday. And according to spaceweather.com, the solar flare spewed from sunspot number 1402, a region of the sun that has become increasingly active lately. Several NASA satellites, including the Solar Dynamics Observatory, the Solar Heliospheric Observatory, and the Stereo spacecraft, observed the sunstorm. Now, Jeff and I have both had mentioned that one of our, people we both want to get on this show, Dr. Michio Kaku, a professor of theoretical physics at, NYU in the city, is a big proponent of this year being, something really controversial as far as solar flares. It's funny, he was on a show recently, actually. I think it was Fox News, and we're going to cut to that clip soon. But I caught him on another clip talking about how last year, apparently, according to FEMA, last year was one of the worst years on record as far as natural disasters. So it seems like we're heading into a very precipitatory climate here with 2012 being perhaps even more volatile. And the solar flares, of course, are one issue that could really wreak havoc. I mean, he's saying that this is a once in a century kind of event we're looking to expect this year. And with that said, we really need to take prep. I think we should all be prepared just in case it does happen. Here's that clip right now where you can hear Dr. Kaku on Fox News.
Should we be worried about increasing solar activity? Michio Kaku is here with one of he's obviously the professor. We all know him of theoretical physics. He's also the host of the Sci-Fi Science Show on the Science Channel, which is based on his book, Physics of the Impossible. Professor, should we be worried about these flare-ups? When talking about this morning, we all kind of agreed it has that Y2K feeling, like it could happen. But if it doesn't, we're going to spend a lot of money for nothing.
Well, we had a wake-up call just 2 weeks ago. Giant auroras, northern lights as far as Michigan and Wisconsin. And that's a warm-up for 2012-2013 when we hit the sunspot cycle. Every 11 years, the North Pole and the South Pole of the sun flip, releasing a burst of radiation. But every 100 years or so, a monster tsunami from the sun emerges, which could literally cause trillions of dollars in property damage.
2012, that's a presidential election year. We need to keep that in mind. But if I'm walking around out there, as to whose fault it is, or at least the history, who they'll blame. So if I'm walking around, if I'm out sunbathing in a Speedo, will I look like Charles after about 5 minutes out there? Color, anyways. Obviously, I'm not going to look like Charles in a Speedo, but you know what I'm saying. I mean, is it going to really affect us like that?
It just went from bad to worse.
It could paralyze the economy of the planet Earth.
But not from a physical perspective.
Physical perspective, yeah. 1859, we had a gigantic solar storm which knocked out telegraph wires back then, 150 years ago. Yeah. If that had happened today, it would knock out almost all our satellites, knock out power stations, There would be food riots around the country because refrigeration would stop. Airplanes would probably crash without radar. It would paralyze the planet Earth. $2 trillion in property damage. And again, this is a once in two century storm. The last one was 1859. But we do have them, and we have to worry about them.
That's a pretty high probability, once in two centuries.
Do we get a warning? I mean, is it like, hey, in 2 hours this happens, in 2 days this happens, in 2 weeks this happens? I mean, if the flare takes place, what kind of warning will we have to go to the other side of the Earth?
And who do you sue?
I'll figure that out. I got that one.
Mark can tell you that later.
I got that covered, okay?
This is an act of God.
Oh, yeah. By the way, Michio, you might want to sign a waiver before you leave because Mark has you on his list already.
You have now put corporate America on notice. They are responsible for taking preparations. Go ahead, sir.
We have virtually no warning. It's like a giant earthquake. You can't predict giant earthquakes. They happen on a scale of once every 100, 200 years. That's what we have to worry about. We physicists have been telling Congress we have to reinforce our power stations. We have to have redundancy in our telecommunication systems, our satellites. Several of our satellites apparently have already been knocked out or at least disrupted because of solar flares. The space station has to worry about solar flares. But a giant one, like I said, could wipe out power stations on the Earth, wipe out communications, the internet, radar. Airplane travel, it would be a mess. We'd be thrown back 100 years.
But are any steps being taken to, if God forbid this happens?
In Congress, there is a bill to pass a paltry $100 million. It's stalled in Congress right now. It's an insurance policy. It would cost very little to begin the process of reinforcing our transformers, power stations. And remember, this does happen even periodically. In 2003 in South Africa, 14 power stations were wiped out because a solar flare hit South Africa. In Canada, the city of Quebec was partially paralyzed, again, about 10, 15 years ago because of a solar flare. These things happen, but the monster one is the one that we physicists are worried about.
Okay, before I get to you, we've got some breaking news here on mortgage rates. They're falling to their lowest level in decades. For the eighth time in 9 weeks, Freddie Mac says that the average 30-year fixed mortgage is now 4.42%. Wow. Before we let you go, Professor Kaku, how much would this cost to prevent a guesstimate? Because the president is really enamored with scientists, a lot more than his predecessor. It seems that you can get the message through to the president. And do you think you can, and how much will it cost us?
Well, as part of the stimulus package, this would be chump change to give us $100 million.
$100 million, that's your
plus
number.
Plus the reinforced power stations. Satellites will take more effort. We have to launch satellites that are reinforced to handle these things.
Do you have any connections with the White House personally?
Not personally, but really?
I'm really surprised that you haven't been invited there. You're like one of the top science guys in the country. Maybe after the show. Listen, we're going to have to let you go. Right. This is just, it's frightening stuff, but it's also things that we should be aware of. And coming from you, you add a lot of credibility to it. Right.
And I think the funniest thing for me about that clip actually is the fact that the typical, I guess, what do you want to call them? The talking heads are just so nonchalant about the whole thing. They're like, oh, this is about an election year. They're not really understanding, I think, the potential gravity of the situation. It's almost like your society, the fabric of your infrastructure, your civilization could come to an end if these things really destroy the grid. And they're thinking about, is my iPhone going to get the latest results from the Florida, Republican nominee convention thing or whatever? They're just like totally disconnected. And again, of course, that is really, I think, part of what the show tries to help people realize is that so many people are just totally asleep, living in this little bubble, I think, in a sense, right? Very disconnected from what really matters, of course. And, you have these guys I hear like Dr. Kaku and other people that are trying to show some real data and some real science behind things that are potentially worth considering. And all they care about is the next commercial and getting the next guest on and just, stirring some controversy to keep all of us here tuned in to Fox News. So it is a pretty controversial thing. I'm not sure exactly to what level you want to prepare for that, but I think it's something worth considering. And as I've always said, I think it's always great to get a plan B. There's definitely places where you can get 6 weeks or 6 months worth of food to store just in case. Maybe some water filtration, maybe a tent. I think it's called a bug out bag, actually. They actually have these things, these doomers, I forget what they're called actually, but these people that are into preparing for some kind of an apocalypse or whatever. And they range, of course, from the fanatical fundamentalist Christians that thinking that, you know, Jesus is going to come back and all hell is going to break loose, to people that are probably like myself, a little more scientifically oriented, looking at the data and the experts out there discussing the convergence of various factors this year. Coincidentally, the end of the Mayan calendar. I don't think it's anything to do with, like, you know, the Mayan calendar, but just coincidentally that this era we find ourselves in, from, you know, maybe 2001 to 2015, is the era upon which there is more data coming out showing that, number one, we were in an economic bubble and it popped in a big way, and it's still popping, actually. And I think nobody can really deny the fact that we're not really sure exactly where the economy is going to go, where the bubble, the housing bubble, and the, you know, the, all that, the currency bubbles too, where they're going to go. There's been an environmental bubble, I guess, as far as the degradation and the exploitation of the environment. You know, well, I think that this is really coming to a head too, and more, no matter how much, you know, maybe the Bush administration or other people want to poo-poo the science, it seems overwhelmingly convincing that there really is some serious environmental changes going on. From global warming to ozone depletion to mass extinction. You know, these are again, this is like the infrastructure upon which, this is the web upon which human society is based upon. And it's a much more fragile system that we previously thought. And then, of course, the third bubble again is energy. These are the three E's: economy, energy, and what was the other one? Economy, energy, and environment. Sorry. But yeah, energy, of course, peak oil being an issue here now that definitely has gathered more steam in the past decade. And, you know, it looks like there's a good chance that the convergence of these three issues could really start to wreak havoc this year. And of course, we have these other things here, these anomalous things like solar flares. So I think Michio Kaku, who we will get on the show one day, Jeff has committed to getting Michio on this show, because he, I guess, again, being a professor of theoretical physics, he knows all about string theory. I think he'd be great to integrate the science behind quantum physics with what we here try to achieve, which of course is empowering us to live better lives, to really enriching our experience of this life, actually. It's funny, I picked up a journal here, the Wellbeing Journal. It's really good. It's an integrative journal that is written by a lot of MD, MPHs, PhDs, you know, people with credentials, but it definitely integrates various aspects or modalities of medicine. And one of the articles here is on quantum physicists assert that there is an unseen matter which exists in the quantum or nonlinear world. This quantum energy feeds the large and very small. Physicists estimate that this energy makes up over 90% of our physical world, which is made up of slowed down light waves. That's what our physical world is made up of, slowed down light waves. DNA, genes, and cells are measurable extensions of this energy. In other words, the quantum energy actually creates, of course, the atomic world. And then, of course, the atomic world goes on to create, you know, DNA, genes, and cells. So it really is a relationship, an interconnection going on there. Perhaps the best way to think of this source quantum energy is to recognize the interconnectivity of it with our physical bodies. This reminds me of a saying that we do not live by bread alone, but also by light. Experiments by quantum biologist Vladimir Poponin show that DNA rearranges light photons in its environment. We also live with thoughts, which rule stress levels and feelings of ease or well-being. And these, of course, affect the way our DNA expresses itself. Now, of course, that's been something I've been really big on in the show, is the issue of our emotional body, our emotional center driving our physical, that we are always doing something, in a sense, to make ourselves feel better. And oftentimes when we're not tuned in, we're in the robot mode, in a sense. We're often doing a lot of negative things, like working too much or eating too much or using, you know, drugs, in a sense, to escape reality, or watching TV because we want to tune out instead of kind of tuning in to reality, in a sense. This article goes on and says, does this mean we can have spontaneous healing? Does it mean immediate reversal of disease conditions are possible? Perhaps. There is plentiful anecdotal and clinical evidence showing disease conditions can change for the better with attitudinal shifts as well as other changes. Consistent thoughts and feelings of well-being can orchestrate greater health, but also mastery of lifestyle is needed as well. Researchers have found that environmental factors like food, sounds, and chemicals are epigenetic. Namely, they change our genes. our ancestry, our forebearers' diets, our epigenetic factors, as well as our current choices of environment, including our food, and they all play roles in how our genes switch on and switch off, or how they express themselves. For example, in another article in this journal, actually, Gary Graham et al. Present remarkable research substantiating the role our own diet plays in preventing illness and reversing genetic weaknesses. Now, of course, we've discussed that on the show with the whole idea of epigenetics, meaning that, you know, genes are influenced very strongly by a whole array of factors outside of the conventional modality, even some as obscure as our thoughts and our feelings. And this is why, again, it's so important to tune in. This is really the core. This is the foundation, the bedrock upon which your entire life is based. And of course, if you don't wake up to this, if you, you know, again, if you're only concerned about Jersey Shore mentality, Kim Kardashian mentality, that's great. Take your chances, roll the dice like everybody else. But I got to tell you that the statistics don't really bode too well for these kind of people. And again, I think our listening audience here is all about kind of tuning in and, you know, hopefully empowering themselves to do much better in life.
Quantum Physiques, building strength and power for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit ExtremeFitNutrition.com, the newest and hottest supplement super site. We carry all the major brands, including Species, MHP, BPI, BSN, Optimal Nutrition, Gaspari, and many more. Low on cash? No problem. ExtremeFitNutrition.com offers competitive prices that our competitors can't beat. Now you can supplement your diet without having to supplement your bank account. Here's some of our specials. Buy $100 worth of Species products or Metabolic Nutrition and get a free t-shirt and bag. Buy $200 worth of BSN products and receive a BSN t-shirt and shaker bottle. Remember, there's only one Extreme. Visit ExtremeFitNutrition.com now.
Out on the edge of fitness and endurance, there's a line. It's where winners and losers are defined. That's the narrow place where Gamma O gives the serious competitor the extra step. That extra kick nobody knew was there. Gamma O raises your testosterone level naturally and legally. So before you step up to the line one more time, be prepared to bring it with Gamma O, the all-natural testosterone booster. Gamma O is available nationwide at General Nutrition Centers or on the web at GammaO.com.
If you train hard, you need to recover hard. Training elevates cortisol, but so does stress and tension. Stress is the number one health risk you face today, and not only causes you to put on abdominal fat, but it's also one of the contributing factors in the top six causes of death, which includes heart disease and cancer. But now you can relieve that stress, rebuild, recover, and feel great with fast-acting Gabitrol. Gabitrol works quickly to help you improve relaxation and recovery, reduce cortisol, elevating stress, and reduce binge eating. Plus, Gabitrol will also help you to get that deep, restful sleep. Warriors are built, not born. And now you can build a better body with fast-acting Gabitrol. Recommended by New York Times number one best-selling author, Dr. John Gray. Gabitrol is available now at rxstress.com.
Hydrolyze Ultra, the leader in cellular hydration water. Hydrolyze Ultra water has been designed by shrinking and reshaping molecules to allow a faster and more sustained delivery into your cells. Our cellular water has gone through a magnetism and laser treatment process, along with adding electrolytes to our special ingredients. This allows all nutrients to be absorbed at a maximum cellular state. By using Hydrolyze Ultra, all nutrients, supplements, and carbohydrates you consume will be absorbed at a greater rate. Lactic acid gets flushed faster, and you'll feel fully hydrated. Get the advantage that top athletes have achieved. Try Hydrolyze Ultra today. Visit HydrolyzeUltra.com. That's HydrolyzeUltra.com.
P28 High Protein Bread is the official bread of RX Muscle. Are you looking to incorporate more protein into your meals or just want to enjoy bread again? Then look no further. Try the 100% natural P28 High Protein Bread. P28 High Protein Bread is a formulated revolutionary breakthrough product. Packed with whey protein isolate, 14 grams of protein per slice, 12 grams of carbs, 8 essential amino acids, and made with 100% whole wheat. Fear bread no more. Build a better body with P28. Order today at highproteinbread.com. P28 is also now available at bodybuilding.com and many other retailers. Order now. highproteinbread.com. P28 bread. RX Muscle approved. Fusion Bodybuilding makes bodybuilding's strongest supplements, and they're committed to giving back to you. Fusion Bodybuilding not only want to promote the bodybuilding lifestyle, but they also want to help build the sport. Bodybuilding is all they do. It's their obsession. You know the feeling. That's why you're here. Visit Fusion Bodybuilding at FusionBodybuilding.com or join in on the conversation on the Fusion Bodybuilding fan page on Facebook, where you'll find IFBB Pro Q&As, contest giveaways, and nothing but in-depth bodybuilding talk. Fusion Bodybuilding, bodybuilding's strongest supplements. Head over to FusionBodybuilding.com today.
RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows, including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com.
Speaking of great masters that have come and gone, of course, over the years, I'm going to definitely have some excerpts on the show in the future of great people like Eckhart Tolle and Wayne Dyer, perhaps even Deepak Chopra. But one in particular I want to play right now is somebody who is, I think, has been gone for a long time, but his name is Osho. And let's listen to a clip from him, and you know, maybe you guys might want to tune into the Quantum Physiques page on Facebook and share with me your opinion on what you think about Osho, because he was a very controversial figure. So listen to this quick clip by Osho and give me some feedback.
If I give you a name, perhaps you could give me one of your words of wisdom for each of these people. Mahatma Gandhi.
He was the most cunning politician the world has ever known.
Adolf Hitler.
He was the most idiotic politician the world has ever known.
Pope Paul.
He should be behind the bars.
Mother Teresa.
It is time for her to jump into a lake.
Your followers laugh, and yet with that kind of very unsettling, raw statement that you make, you clearly disturb people who see those sort of statements as profound, profane.
I love to disturb people, because only by disturbing them I can make them think. They have stopped thinking for centuries. Nobody has been there to disturb them. People have been consoling them. I'm not going to console anybody. Because the more you console them, the more retarded they remain. Disturb them. Shock them. Hit them hard, give them a challenge. That challenge will bring their capacities to the climax. Reverend Jim Jones and his people is really the logical conclusion of Jesus and the Christian theology.
Not the logical conclusion of the power of one man over a group of people?
That was exactly what Jesus was doing. That's exactly what popes have been doing. That's why I say he is the logical conclusion from Jesus through all the popes and all the Christian theologians. They have all been trying to prove the power, the glory of Jesus, his specialness, and his special connection with God. And if you follow him, then you need not worry about the future. He will take care of you. Here I teach people that nobody can take care of you. I am not your savior. I am not going to help you in any way to enter into kingdom of God. But I can explain to you how we can live here in the kingdom of beauty, love, joy. To me, God is a dead word. It is a dirty word, four-letter word.
It's trying to compress, you know, what you've been saying for 53 years or 53 lifetimes, as you put it, into a 60-minute program, if you know what I mean, which is almost an impossible task. But we did think that we've caught, for the sake of our film, some of the magic and the tranquility of this, this experience. I hope you don't mind me saying that I enjoy the circus and the theatre of it as much as maybe that is close to a spiritual feeling, but to me, you are truly one of the funniest people that I have ever met.
That is right.
You have a wonderful sense of humour. And where did you learn such timing?
I have never learned anything. I just go on doing naturally whatsoever I feel to do. Whatsoever I have to say, I say it. Because I don't have any obligation to anybody. And I don't have any commitment to anybody. I don't belong to any party line. I am absolutely free to be funny, to be shocking. I don't even bother about contradicting myself. Because to me it seems a man who remains consistent his whole life must be an idiot. A growing person has to contradict himself many times because who knows what tomorrow brings in. Tomorrow may cancel this day completely. And I'm ready to go with life with no hesitation.
Did you love those contradictions when you were a debater many years ago?
I have always loved the contradictions because for me contradictions have something of a tremendous value. They appear contradictions to the intellect. But deeper you go into them, you will find they are compensatories. They are not contradictions. They somehow depend on each other. If one disappears, the other will not be there. For example, if there was no British rule in India, there would have been no Mahatma Gandhi. No possibility. If there was no Adolf Hitler, forget all about Churchill and Roosevelt and Stalin. Life exists in such a way that it makes contradictions complementaries. I have always loved.
That was a very provocative interview by Osho, of course. I mean, some of the lines there are just devastating, you know. And this is part of my motif here, as you can tell, right? Only by disturbing you can I make you think. I mean, that's exactly part of my style. And I got to say, I owe a lot to Osho. You know, he goes, I'm not going to console you. I'm not here to make you feel better because that makes you more retarded. I love that. I mean, that's hilarious, actually. You know, his whole thing was, it's all about shock and awe. It's like, I need to, pardon my French, wake you the fuck up. I need to bitch slap you because you are asleep. You are Neo in the Matrix. And the only way really was for Neo to literally be kidnapped. I mean, look at the movie, right? It took an extreme situation to get Neo to be there where Morpheus had actually presented him with the option of waking up. You know, again, these are, I'm just interpreting the movie, but I do think that a lot of us are never even given the opportunity, right? Thoreau, we did a whole show on Thoreau. Most men lead lives of quiet desperation and go to the grave, the song still in them. I mean, how about this? Most of us know here how to eat healthy, and we look around. I'm sure all of you every day are shocked at how ignorant people are about their diet. How can they be so ignorant about the fundamental, you know, the fundamental body, their body, the fundamental organ, I guess, or organism that keeps them in this reality, in this matrix. I mean, if you don't take care of that, what else is there? And yet we look around, I'm sure all of us, and we're just shocked at how people fail to exercise and fail to get any education about the relevance of exercise and fail to get any education or information about how important it is to eat good. I mean, it's utter insanity. So this is why, again, Osho, of course, is speaking on a more, I guess, spiritual realm. But again, it really percolates down. It filters. It integrates down into, you know, the physical aspects as well, which, you know, if that's all you're after, that's fine. But I'm telling you, you know, to be able to incorporate these aspects into your life, without a doubt, you're going to be much better at what you do. If you want to be a fighter, you're going to be a much better fighter. Again, we've discussed about that on the show, about how people that are more intelligent are more tactical and are able to be more present are much better fighters. I think one of my friends who was actually a semi-professional UFC contender had mentioned that, you know, he thinks that, as he's heard it mentioned, that like Johnny Bones Jones and the guy from Brazil, I forgot his name actually, who is also a really amazing fighter, that these guys are really tuned in to presence. And because of that, they are able to react and adapt to situations much faster. I mean, you watch some of these fights, it's pretty amazing, actually. I mean, they are so in the flow. They're so dialed in. And, you know, this is, again, what we're talking about. Bob Mahoney, one of my friends, one of my mentors, PhD in Chinese philosophy, you know, lifelong devotee of Kung Fu and also of Tai Chi. Again, the same thing. So I think it's pretty amazing. And I think Osho is somebody you might all want to listen to. I think he might help to provoke you, to stimulate you to think. I mean, you know, no one can take care of you. I love that. There's no savior. That's right. I think all of us realize, right? This is all about being empowered. No one's here to save your ass. You know, this whole idea, to some degree, God is a dead word. I mean, you don't want to fall back on these things because, you know, I think as Osho would say, we're all these things. And again, we are bombarded with messages from all types of religions and philosophies and belief systems that, you know, can change you and can inspire you. But where they end inside your brain and you actually begin, you know, where that data comes in, somewhere there is a disconnect where you need to pick up, right? For example, two people can watch the same movie about how to eat better, as an example, or, you know, how to become a champion bodybuilder. And one person can look at that and go out and keep doing the same shit. And they may even be intellectually smart and be able to talk about it, but they can't live it. But maybe you, for example, takes that and you incorporate. Somehow you embody that message. You embody the information, right? You take that information and you act upon it and you begin to live that. And in a sense, of course, then you achieve greatness in whatever goals, whether it be bodybuilding in the gym or out of the gym, actually. And so the whole point there is that ultimately every single messiah, savior, message has to come to a point where it's going to end and you've got to pick up and move those limbs and move that voice box and move that brain and move that endocrine system, in a sense, right, into action to manifest this little robot that you inhabit, this little avatar. You've got to manifest this avatar to actually start going into this four-dimensional matrix of ours to be successful. So ultimately, there is no savior. It's just you. It's only you, actually. I want to get Dr. Mahoney back on because I really think there's a philosophy here that was dead called solipsism that I think should be reborn. Maybe I'll even get a Howard Bloom back on to discuss it, because solipsism was the idea that the only person who can know that the existence is real, that everyone, that they're alive, is you. Because really, in essence, it is kind of true that everybody else around you is just a character in your film. And I think to some degree, you really can't even disprove that. And so I really think that when you start realizing that, you know, there's no savior, there's no God, God's a dead word. Don't fall back on these things. It's all about you and personal responsibility, and you step it up, right? You step it up to the plate. I think success comes, as we know, by stepping out of our comfort zone. And that's a pretty amazing thing. William Shakespeare said, our doubts are traitors and make us lose good we often might win by fearing to attempt, which I guess that's old English, but basically saying that, you know, it's those negative thoughts inside of us that really just are our worst enemy, and they make us lose the good, you know, the successes we could have because we fear then to attempt. So those are pretty powerful messages. And I think that Osho is somebody definitely worth checking out. I'm reading another article in this journal, actually. I think it's really good. I want to get Danny to discuss this one. It is a interesting theory on the real cause of heart disease. And of course, actually, I had a friend, a bodybuilder, a pretty good bodybuilder too. He won like top five in the junior nationals at one point. Name is Troy. Big T was his name. In case anyone out there maybe have known him. He's from New York. I heard he recently passed away. He's like 40 years old, young guy. And apparently he died, I think it was from some kind of CVD, cardiovascular disease. So, you know, it is an issue I think a lot of guys that lift are concerned about. And this is a pretty interesting article about the mounting data. Number one, not only on the buffoonery of high cholesterol not really being an issue, and data supporting that, of course, but more likely the idea that immune suppression concomitant with infection and inflammation are the real causes of heart disease. It seems like there's a lot of data going back supporting that atherosclerosis is the result of an infection in the arterial wall. And that infection, of course, leads to inflammation and leads to a whole shift of things downstream that precipitate as heart disease. And it's pretty amazing that, of course, again, once again, a nutrient-dense diet does an awful lot to stave that off because it does help to minimize, I guess, immune dysfunction. Cutting down sugar, of course, high fructose corn syrup, even food, I guess all these different agents that are added to foods too. Now they're seeing that they can have an effect on our immune function and our overall health. Get this one though, white fruits and vegetables. Researchers found that apples, pears, cucumbers, and cauliflower, all of which have edible parts that are white, are foods that may significantly lower the risk of stroke. Now, stroke, of course, is basically an atherosclerotic plaque that builds up, I guess, in an artery supplying the brain. If it happens in an artery supplying the heart, you get a heart attack. And if it happens in an artery supplying the eye, you get partial or full blindness. So this is one thing that I think all of us are scared of, because when you read these, things here, it's pretty shocking how what happens, they are finding that these plaques are actually like pustules, they're actually like infections of dead tissue inside your arterial wall. You have actually have like this infection with dead pussy tissue, it's hot. If they put a thermometer in these things, they're actually hotter than the surrounding tissues. So it's kind of a nasty image in my mind anyway, about like, you know, this blood coursing through my veins or my arteries basically. And I'm thinking of these little, you know, boils, these pimples in a sense, or these pustules of potentially atherosclerotic plaque forming with tissue that's necrotic and dying and hypoxic, of course, meaning you're lacking oxygen. So, for me, these nasty images help to motivate me to want to take better care of myself, actually. So I like reading this kind of stuff. But back to the white stuff. Now, of course, for a long time, everyone said, get the white out, kill whitey, because white in the diet was bad. And of course, that means, of course, starch, white breads are really bad. But white fruits and vegetables are healthy, because this research that looked at apples, pears, cucumbers, and cauliflower, all of which have white parts, can help to lower the risk of stroke. Dutch scientists conducted a 10-year-long study involving more than 20,000 adults aging in range from 20 to 65, none of whom had cardiovascular disease when they enrolled. Over a 10-year period, 233 of them had strokes. Researchers since the end of the study compared the diets of the participants, and they found that those who reported eating the most white fruits and vegetables were over 52% less likely to have had strokes than those who consumed less of these foods. The amount that seemed to make a difference was approximately a dose of 171 grams, which is about the size of a medium to large apple. The most commonly eaten white foods were apples and pears. And that's from the journal Stroke Online, September 15, 2011. And apples, of course, are definitely high in phenolic compounds. I think they're even high in quercetin, which is really good. That's a great bioflavonoid, I believe. And of course, all these things can have really good effects on keeping our cell integrity high and preventing stroke and other types of issues going on there. So once again, if everybody could show some love to Jeff and I and like our Facebook Quantum Physiques page, that'd be great. And again, this has been Brian Cunningham on Quantum Physiques here on ArchMuscle.com. Stay tuned next week for another great guest, and he'll be a surprise, I promise.
Quantum Physiques with Brian Cunningham is dedicated to harnessing the power of the holy grail of health, fitness, lifestyle, and success. And you'll hear Quantum Physiques every Wednesday evening only on RxMuscle.com.